Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Are we doing this in a different language? Because I can do this in German.
You can do it in German.
Spanish. Guten Morgen. That's good morning in German.
Okay. Yeah. What else do you have?
Okay, hold in German or what?
German. What else you got in German?
Guten Morgen. Morgen.
What's that mean?
Good morning, morning. Oh. Good morning twice.
Got you. Just in case they missed it the first
exactly.
time. Exactly. Gotcha.
Exactly. Cool. Get over the S.
I can kind of see where this is going already. Yo, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore, and welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard. I have my very good friend, special guest, comedian extraordinaire, writer, father, and creator of a number of amazing Instagram videos. He's also on a podcast right now. Wait, you're not on Daddy Issues, right?
I am on Daddy
you
Issues.
You are on Daddy Issues.
I thought
okay.
I was your very good friend.
You are. You got
really
a lot going
did.
On, and so do I. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I may be drunk. It depends on what day this is. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to this hot seat, we have D.C. Irving. Bow, 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 bow. What's up, Brody?
I appreciate you. You know what? I've been wanting to do this show for about 10 years now.
Really?
And the fact that I'm finally here. Everyone knows me
as
comedian extraordinaire and brilliant person, but they don't know me as educationally brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I applied for Harvard.
Did you? Did you get in?
No. Yale.
Okay. Did you get in there?
No.
Okay.
I applied, and that's it's the thought that counts.
It's an intense application process,
exactly.
So I understand
exactly.
why you put that on your resume. You list that as accomplishments.
Exactly.
It's good, man. I like it.
Exactly. For me to even think that I could get in there.
Right. Says a lot about.
Showing who I feel I am mentally.
Yep. Very naive.
Mind-wise.
Yep, absolutely.
Very.
Yeah. Yep. That is great. Delusional. Recently just saw you on Kev on Stage. Keep Your Distance comedy show. Hilarious.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes you forget how funny your friends are because, like I say, before quarantine, like, we would see each other in passing, but, like, sitting in a crowd watching you, and I was a fan that night, bro. I was like, this nigga hilarious. Book him. I'm talking like I don't know you, bro. You were so funny. I was very pleased and amazed, brother.
Thank you, Tahir.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that, but it's not about comedy right now.
That's true.
It's about my beautiful mind, Russell
Crowe. This is true.
This is my moment. I'm writing on the board.
I like
to show the world that.
I like that. Your jacket's bullshit, but I like what you're doing right now. Okay.
Thank you.
I had to throw something in there because it was getting too much love going. So I just have to throw a little hate, man. How the kids doing?
They're doing good.
They're not really kids.
You
no
keep
more.
Trying to talk about love stuff.
Okay.
You want to talk about you? I want to show the world who I am.
Okay.
Mentally.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we have the beautiful, talented, amazing Maya in the building. How are you?
I'm good today. Thank you.
I love that you never match my energy. Maya's here to keep us on track, keep us on task, and let us know when we get something right, and she will definitely let us know when we get something wrong. So she's also going to move things along because I sometimes have a habit of lingering. When I don't understand something, I kind of try to get it out of, but she is cracking the whip, so to speak, today. So.
Okay.
Yeah, just to let you know, she ain't for the bullshit today.
What is wrong? I don't know what wrong is.
Oh, I like that energy.
All right.
I like that energy. So just to give you a rundown of the show, we have 5 rounds. Each round has a very difficult word that we are trying to pronounce correctly and then figure out the definition of said word. Now, on the back of the card is a sentence that would hopefully give... Oh, you're taking the jacket off. Sentence that will hopefully give us context... Okay, that's a small polo. Context clues as to what the definition of the word is. Got it?
Got it.
You ready?
I'm so ready.
Nice. Okay. This is night. What prison did you...
It's my daughter.
Yeah, that doesn't take away the fact that it's a prison tattoo.
I got one when I was 16.
Okay.
When you get
so
tattoos.
Again, what detention hall? That was definitely done with an ink pen and a needle and a D-cell battery. I can tell.
To hear, I messed up at a point in my life when I got these tattoos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? They mean well.
I heard you got some tattoos. What you got?
Let's focus on the game right now. Because what you're trying to do right now is be messy. And that's not necessary. That's not necessary. Let's get it cracking. First round.
Round 1.
All right, so DC, the way I do it is I grab index card, and then I slide it on top of my name so that way I don't see the next word. So you don't have to do it like that right now, but okay. Just give you a heads up. So we're going to get started on this first word.
The word is D-E-R-E-C-H-O.
Looks like a wrestler's name. That is. It's like a German in the beginning and then echo on the end. Derecho. See, this is tricky right here because you don't know if it says echo or you don't know if it says cho. It could be derecho or derecho.
You don't know what it says if it's cho. I do. But go ahead. Do you?
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
I'm going to go with derecho.
You would be wrong.
You shocked?
Okay, so I'm wrong. It's pronounced derecho, huh?
Derecho.
Oh, it's one of them? Derecho. See, when it's another language, I don't even care that I be wrong. Because, like, come on. Like, why would I know that? I don't speak Spanish fluently. Why would I know that? So, whatever. I have no idea what that means. Sometimes I, like, try to guess beforehand. But this, I just be like, read the sentence real quick. She could not believe that her idiot son drove to the store for Funyuns during the derecho. Derecho.
Mm.
During the derecho. Derecho.
Nothing to do with weather, just so you know.
DC, shut your ass
right.
up. You don't know.
Nothing to do with
you don't
weather.
Know.
You're right.
I'm going to say what it is, what I think it is, then I want you to tell me before Maya answers.
I don't get the points if I do that.
You right? All right. Derecho is a disaster, some type of disaster, some type of terrible event, usually centered around usually centered around weather, like a extreme rainstorm.
You have to be more specific.
More specific than a horrible rainstorm? A horrible heavy rainstorm? Threw heavy in there because it's a good adjective to describe what kind of rain it is.
May I help or no? I'm
no, good. You just stay on your side.
You're right.
Worry about yourself.
You're right.
An ongoing heavy rainstorm lasting for hours, if not days.
I'm giving you half points. It's a thunderstorm with intense winds. The winds cause the damage.
The winds. The winds.
That's what
That's all you had to
you
do.
You said it had nothing to do with weather, so you shut your ass up.
Winds and weather are two different things, but just, Maya, we're never ready. We can continue.
You can go. You are free to go.
There we go.
Slide that first one on top of, or you can do it like that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, perfect.
You got that?
Yeah.
The word is T-A-R-T-U-F-F-E-R-Y.
Tartuffery.
You don't want to sound it out first before you...
No,
like, just,
it's
just,
very simple.
Okay.
Told you.
What is it? Say it again now.
Tartuffery.
That is incorrect.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You positive about that being incorrect?
I'm absolutely positive.
Are you surprised?
Oh, you right.
Oh, you got it again?
Tartuffery.
You putting all of those dumbass accents on it, it's not going to help. I'm just going to let you know.
No.
Tartuffery.
No,
that
still
like you said the referee.
It's a silent T.
Tartuffery.
They changed it. No, they changed it. They changed the word. They changed the word. When did they change the word?
Happened a couple years ago. It was an email sent out about it.
They changed it. What dictionary did we get this one from? The year. What year dictionary was this?
I don't think it matters that much, though.
Encyclopedia. Okay, never mind. But I know what it is.
Yeah, do you? You want to flip over that card?
I'm gonna do the. Oh, you? I don't need that, but I'll do it.
Okay.
Franklin Graham is a recent example of a. Franklin Graham is a recent example of a tartuffery.
Mm-hmm.
A mogul. He's a mogul.
Is that what you? Is that?
Yeah, Franklin Graham's a mogul, who deals with buildings.
Buildings.
And a lot of landscaping. Franklin Graham.
Now before you answer that, I just want to say, that's a dumbass answer.
Nobody.
Oh, that's a dumbass answer.
I'm not.
Is that your final?
No. Okay, I'm getting to
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
Rude. Franklin Graham is a recent example of a tartuffery. You know what, I'm gonna say that he is a. How would you say it?
I would say you got it wrong. That's what I
would
say.
That's what she says. I just off a tart, I would have went with like sweets or something like that. He does like.
But he can't be a dessert.
No, he could be a dessert chef though. What is it, Maya?
It's a religious hypocrite.
That's exactly what I was saying. Like,
desserts, oh, you were getting there?
Like, that's the sweet of religion.
You were getting there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we both got it wrong, but at least I got half credit. No. Don't look at that second word. Put your name on it.
Now I'm angry.
Oh, now you're angry.
Now I'm angry because I feel like no one really had hope in me. I'm angry now. Let's go. Come on. Game time.
Round two.
All right. My next word.
The word is GETATABLE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know why I'm laughing? Because it looks like it's a get a table. like your parent drop you off at the front of a restaurant and you just standing there while they looking for a parking spot. Like, get a table! Why do you think I dropped you off?
All this small talk, what is it?
Hold on, bro. Just let me slide in. You don't let me do no foreplay with the word? I ain't even asking. How's day was? You just want me to get right to the smashing.
No Vaseline. Get to the word.
Gatable. Gatable. Gatable.
In English, that's what it is. But
Gatable. Gatable. Because if I say get a table, I know that's too easy. And when it's too easy, it's never right. So I got to go with like something like, get edible.
Correct.
Oh, shit. Ratatata. Get edible. Get edible is when a chick's out and she looking hella good, but she just broke up with her dude, and she giving off that energy like the pheromones are going, and you be like, oh, that chick, she get edible. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to holler because I can feel the vibe. She get edible.
Is he even close?
Hold on, I'm going to just read the sentence before I submit that as my answer. Why don't you do that? You worry about yourself. You was all about, you got it. Now you all on my side and shit. As far as I can see, both sides of all boards are get-attable without having to unscrew them. I'm going to go with accessible.
Correct.
So it actually, I was right. Because if a chick is get-attable, she's accessible. She's able to be got. So I actually was right on both fronts. I'm just out here living my best goddamn life. Minding my own black business. Okay, Jay? Yes, I did.
I had that word in third grade.
Did you?
Yeah, third grade.
Spell it right now. Yeah, the car is face down. Spell it right now.
Are we ready to continue?
Oh, okay. Now I'm ready to continue.
GETABLE.
You forgot a T, brother.
Are you ready to continue? Get-attable. Oh, wow.
That looks like the full spelling of Snuffleupagus. Like, if he spelled his whole name, because Snuffleupagus is short for his full name. The full name is right here. This is full name right here.
The word is SAIPPUAKIVIKAUPPIAS.
I just want to know who did his work. And no, I want to know.
Listen.
No. We're going to have an honest moment right here.
Let me tell you something.
Who did his words and who did my words?
One time I had a word that was so long they had to use two cards. They taped it together. This is how it looked like this.
Okay, here we go. Let's make
it. Go ahead. No, you got this. Yale? Harvard?
Yeah, I forgot my glasses.
Do you need it to be, are you farsighted?
Tone, can I use your glasses? Never mind. I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, this will help. Thank you. Thanks, Tone. What vision are you? What?
It's not gonna make a difference.
Sometimes
you gotta like put a finger.
Get off my car.
You're absolutely right. I was just trying to help.
Trying to curse my car. Make it more worse.
I was trying to uplift a black king, but see, it's people like you. Hold on, wait. If I could give you one piece of advice. That voice is not helping. You sounding it out with that voice.
I'm trying to speak it in a language that it is.
That's what you think
it is? It's from the Samoan region.
Samoan? Samoans have never had a voice that high. I don't know if you've seen a Samoan. The Rock is a Samoan. The big.
Thank you, Tom.
Don't know about somebody.
Saipua kivi kua pias.
That sounded right.
That's incorrect.
That water didn't do nothing to you.
Saipo kivi kapias.
Let me tell you something.
Say it one more time, Maya.
Saipo kivi kapias.
Look at me. There's no way.
Saipo kivi kuafias. Okay.
Don't even try to.
Trying to get that point, but I get the sentence. Oh, I got this one. She met the Saipo kivi kuapias when she started her soap making hobby. He's a business manager. He's a business manager that helped her orchestrate her new career in setting her up and getting things done correctly.
Gotcha. You're almost there.
What did he help her with for soap making?
Oh, with the ingredients to create the soap. So he's more of a chemist type. Business manager.
Gotcha.
And just put on the right track as far as getting her life together. Saipui kivi kuapis. I struggled with the word.
Yeah.
But when I saw the word, Absolutely. My uncle was one of these.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you couldn't pronounce it?
No, yeah. my uncle was we don't say the full word, we just say Sai. My uncle was Sai. So.
It is a Finnish lie dealer.
Yeah, he deals with ingredients.
He's not a chemist. You said he was a chemist.
But he's responsible for putting it together and making it come together.
No, he's a lie dealer. He only deals with lie.
What is lie?
An ingredient in soap.
Exactly. Did I say ingredient?
No, you said a chemist.
How many points I get?
You got no points.
That's kind of how getting it wrong goes.
I'm trying not to get angry. No, I'm trying not to get angry. But it might happen today.
Nobody wants that.
It might happen to them.
Because if you get any angry, I'm pretty sure that Polo is not going to be able to withstand it. Polo is doing his very best right now. What you have on is a long sleeve tank top.
This is a large, I have you know.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't been able to fit a large in a long time. But I'm pretty sure a large tank top ain't supposed to fit like that either. I'm going to go ahead and go with this next one, though.
Round 3.
Game's over for you, so... It's over.
You don't have 1 point. You're not even on the board.
It's over now.
Oh, that's what it is.
The word is CONNUBIAL.
Connubial.
Correct.
Goodness gracious.
Where we get his word from? Barney with fucking preschool?
You knew that word?
Yes, I knew that word.
Okay.
I knew all your words.
I will sacrifice my point if he can get the correct definition of it.
Why you want to change the game?
I'm just calling you
out. No, you're trying to change the game.
This is basically a vocabulary duel. We don't have to take 10 paces. I'll just let you... What's it mean?
What's it mean?
Yes.
Connubial.
Mm-hmm.
Connubial.
Same word.
Connubial. You're keeping the connubial.
Yep.
You want me to define that for you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Right now.
Absolutely.
You want me to define your word?
If I
get extra 10 points, I will do
not
this.
Not an extra 10 point. You just get the point.
Bet's off.
Okay. Do you.
I'm not helping you. Do you?
That's you're not all. Helping me. You would get the point. You would have this point, and you would still get your possible next point for your next word.
I'm going to give you a hint. African descent.
Okay, you know what? Shut the fuck up. Talk about it. If you're not going to take it seriously, you're not going to take the terms of the bet seriously, shut up talking
about it. African descent.
Okay, I'm going to just keep going right
now.
Nubio.
Yeah, I
guess
you
Nubian.
That.
That's Nubian.
Okay.
That's Nubian.
You better not go another route. You better not go another route.
If there's any routes available, I will be taking all of them. You understand what I'm saying to you? The newlyweds spent $3,000 on their first connubial bed. It deals with ownership? Like it's a joint ownership? Something that two people go into together? Wait. The newlyweds spent $3,000 on the first connubial bed. I think it's dealing with, like, African descent.
Oh. Wow. Are you kidding me?
It's a type of bed. A connubial... Oh! Connubial bed is from the Greek word... Canoe.
African descent, but Greek. Okay.
So this is a bed. It's one of those. It's sort of like a canopy, but it's not. Nope, that's not it?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, cool. Well, what's it? What is it?
Marriage bed. Conjugal.
That's the word I was thinking of. Conjugal. But I was like, what is? I couldn't think. I was thinking about, like, nuptials. I was like, nah, but this doesn't have nuptials in it. It's a B, not a P. So
this is more of my.
The word is... K-U-C-H-I-S-A-B-I-S-H-I-I.
This is more of my alley right here.
It's three letters short than the other.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting cheated. I know that. It's cool.
Just sound it out.
Coochie Saibishi.
You think it's coochie?
Coochie? Yeah, definitely coochie. Kachi, but I'm going to say kachi.
You want to say kachi?
Kachi. Coot. Kachish, kachish, saibishi.
What?
Kuchis, kuchis, saibishi.
No. Kuchi, saibishi.
I said kuchi.
That's not the whole thing, though. It's not.
I said kuchi saibishi.
You said kuchi.
No, kuchi. I said kuchi. You judge? Yeah, kuchi. Not
the. You said kuchi saibishi.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what everyone in the room is saying you said, not what I heard, but...
He said coochie at first, I'll give him that, but he messed up the second part on the first time, but he said coochie the first time, I'll give him that.
When'd you get her job?
You said...
You know all, you the knower of all, huh? You need to find this. Her coochie...
I like how you try to keep going so her, you can keep your point.
Her coochie saibishi sent her back to the fridge 5 times that morning. Oh.
Oh, you gotta know this.
Her husband.
No.
That's not right at all. I thought you knew that. Because you said it with so much conviction. Like, oh. Husband. You did all of that. All to get a flat. No.
Your no was kind of hurtful.
It's the tone that she does it with.
And that hurt. That no hurt.
Because her no always comes out like, motherfucker.
No. So if this is not, so who else can send someone... To the refrigerator. Oh!
You got it now?
Yeah.
I mean, you already got it wrong, but what's your guess?
Her boss that's a chef.
No. Just ask her what it is.
What is it?
There you go.
It's a Japanese term that means lonely mouth.
So her lonely mouth, oh, she was hungry.
She wasn't hungry, but she wanted to put something in her mouth.
So her mouth.
That's not suggestive.
Yeah,
at all.
That
was wild.
Get out of your minds out there. Y'all, yeah. Get out of your minds.
I am being mature and right. Not even going to touch that.
Yeah, I felt the energy from y'all looking in.
I'm not
going
to be responsible for putting anything in that young lady's mouth.
Yeah, neither am I.
You know what I'm saying? That's a nice young lady, God-fearing young woman. I'm not going to put nothing in her mouth.
All right, if you say that's the answer.
That's
what we have to roll with.
You knew something different?
I thought it was something different, but apparently it's not. Yeah. It was her mouth. This is just her mouth. So her mouth sent her back to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Not her legs. Mm-mm. Not her arms.
No. And not her husband.
Did her mouth open the refrigerator? And it wasn't her husband.
See, now you're just being you're being childish.
Okay.
Because you got it wrong.
This is.
Did you conduct yourself a little bit more maturely? You said you were gonna win, right?
Hold on. Can I still win? Is there a possibility of me coming back?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Harvard. Yale.
Round four. The word is leitmotif.
Leitmotif. Leitmotif.
I feel like this is French. I don't know. This is one of the words. I'm just throw something out there and see what the fuck sticks to the wall.
Put your hand.
I'm trying to help you get it out.
Are you a choir director?
I'm just, okay.
Are you a choir director? Is that what you were telling me? Sopranos! This is your note! That's what you were doing.
I'm going to help you get this word out.
Okay, let's go.
Start.
Lord.
Yes.
Leitmotif.
Not like Barry White.
Okay.
Leitmotif. Close. Leitmotif. Roll your tongue on the O.
Leitmotif. There it is. Is that it? Okay. Hey, do me a favor. Shut up.
Gotcha. I'm just trying to help. Because the storm is coming.
It's a brewing?
The storm is coming.
All right, here we go. Leitmotif.
Incorrect.
Yep, I knew that. Act like you told me something I didn't know. Knew it!
Definitely lie, but go ahead.
Leitmotif.
Say it one more time, Maya.
She don't need to. I heard you.
Lie.
I heard you. It's not your word. You can't actually say it. Don't say it for him when he actually say it, unless it's his word, please. Thank you. Don't come on here doing shit like that. Don't do that. What the fuck is wrong with him? Leitmotif.
He's angry.
Leitmotif is it's a painting. It's like the light version. It's like how books are a bridge.
You don't got to convince me.
Okay, you're right. Let's go ahead and look at this. She wrote a paper about the leitmotif of the Wiz called Follow the Yellow Brick Road to Freedom. Oh, leitmotif is it is basically like the inspiration of a different version of something. So it's like, I know how they had like Star Wars could potentially be the leitmotif for Star Trek. You know what I'm saying? It's inspired by. You know how you get like gas station cologne, it'd be like our version of CK1. That CK1 would be the leitmotif of our version of.
You got the definition wrong and you insulted Star Trek.
Yes. Minus, that should be minus something.
That should be minus something.
You cannot insult Star Trek.
Hold on, first of all, you don't even know what Star Trek is.
Star Trek is Star Wars' little cousin.
Now he's insulting it.
No, okay? I'm not.
He doesn't even know. All right, who was the captain on Deep Space Nine?
What? Captain Kirk.
Okay, see what I'm saying?
Captain Kirk.
Sisko, we remember you.
Okay. Who was the captain on Voyager?
What? Klingons.
See? Now you should take a point from him.
I'm gonna take a point from everybody.
Hold on, wait a second. Let's not get hasty with the shit. You know what, DC? Go with your word, because you're now getting her to do extra shit.
Here we go. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's easy. If you don't get this one right, you don't want it. You don't want it.
Pecuniary.
Pecuniary.
Yeah.
That's not what you said.
That's what I said.
That's not what you said.
I said pecuniary.
Don't try to say it now correctly.
Pecuniary. I said that.
So you just said it wrong again.
I get it. This is your show. No, I get it. I'm learning what's happening here. This is your show. This is your show.
Have you seen me get these wrong?
No, but I'm just saying I'm getting a lot more wrong than you're getting wrong.
That's because your tongue is ridiculous.
Pecuniary.
You're drunk.
Pecuniary?
You're a goddamn drunk.
Pecuniary.
Q's. Like, don't see the C, see a Q where the C is.
Pecuniary, okay.
That's a C moonlighting as a Q.
He had a pecuniary obsession that took over his life. Okay.
See, is that right that time?
Yes. Okay. Okay, this one's easy. Pecuniary obsession. A vice of some sort. That was very detrimental to his well-being.
That's what a vice is.
Yeah, a vice of sort that he was obsessed with that was very detrimental to his well-being. And that vice actually kind of destroyed his life to where he couldn't deal with his family. He couldn't function the correct way. He was in a position and a state of mind that was almost like a bad drug that took over his life.
Let me ask you a question. If you open up the dictionary, you saw pecuniary, you think that would be the definition?
That would be very close. It would be under the main definition.
Gotcha.
So for people like yourself that don't understand it in layman's terms, they give the dummy part.
So it drops under layman's terms.
Yeah, they give you the definition that people can understand.
Gotcha.
And then the dumbass definition for like,
gotcha.
You yeah. read right here.
Yeah. Yeah,
that one. So that I gave here. You that one.
This is gotcha. Mike, could you tell him he's wrong so we can move on?
You're wrong.
You know what? No. This is. What could it be?
Relating to money. He was obsessed with money.
That's a vice that's detrimental to your life.
Mm-hmm. You are just.
That's not a vice that's detrimental. If you're addicted to money. If you're addicted to money, if you're addicted to money, that's bad for you. And that's what I said. I just, you know what? Let's go.
Round five.
Do you want to just quit now or did you?
No. Bonus round will come back. Rocky music playing in my head right now.
You should be focusing. You shouldn't be listening to music. Cronyism.
Correct.
I don't hear. Can you say it again?
She heard it. Cronyism.
You got it on the first try? You didn't have to sound it out?
No.
When'd you get your cards? No, I feel like someone had study time or some shit. No, I feel like somebody got to study. Go ahead.
Cronyism has taken down plenty of companies and even industries.
Prayer hands is not going to help right now. Asking the Lord for help on a word, it's not that serious to you.
It's not that serious for you because you don't want
to
win.
To pray for a word right now.
Everything that you've done thus far has showed me.
Lord Jesus.
Don't do that. Don't block my blessings.
Please
he don't
give to hear the strength right now to Jesus, get this word and understand it so he can deliver it the right way to you guys. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Jesus was like, who the hell is that? What's this nigga praying to me? Y'all know him? Angels was like, they're doing this with their angel wings.
I just put a good spirit over you to get this word.
He don't know you. When the last time you tithed? I don't want you praying for me. You're going to block my blessings praying for me.
Okay, let's see.
Cronyism. It is, I'm going to say cronyism is greed. It's the abandoning of good business practices in a lustful chase for money. Bad business practices and lustful chase for money. It's greed.
Are you using my word that I was using? Did you just try to define the word?
It's similar to it.
Okay.
That is not the correct answer. It's appointing friends or associates who are not qualified into positions. So it's like nepotism, but for friends.
Nepotism, you had that?
Ooh.
The word is SISYPHEAN.
Why could be
it
silent.
It could be so many
the
things.
The why could be silent.
The why could be silent.
Sisypian.
No.
You didn't want to try like the P and the H make the
Sisypian.
Okay. You're just going to stick with the hard P.
Sisyphean.
I just said the P and the H probably makes that.
Are you trying to sabotage me?
Why would I do that? I'm winning.
All right, here we go. His father was never a strict man who would never hit him, but would assign him to a Sisyphean chores. Oh.
There it is. It's right there. Come on. Let the blessing out. Let it out. Come on. Speak in tongues. Come on. Speaks of the devil can't hear. Hasha no do 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 do. Hey, 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 hey. It's right there. It's right there. Tip of the tongue. Hasha no do do do. Hasha no do do do.
Difficult task. Extremely difficult task. Right. Very hard.
Hasha no do.
Like, almost like slave work.
Ha, ha, ha.
Like, oh. He wasn't going to beat him.
Come on.
He wasn't going to beat him.
Take your time, Pastor.
But he was going to make sure that the work he was doing was very, very, very difficult. Very difficult and very hard
hey,
to do.
Hey, come on.
I'm going to give you a clue.
Go ahead.
The fuck?
Of pity and sympathy. Sisyphus.
That helped him. At, this is,
that work, to, work that made him understand how to be better in life without beating on him.
Hey, man, that is wrong.
Is that correct?
That is wrong.
No. It's a task that can never be completed.
I said slave work.
It can never
slave
be completed.
Work could never be completed. That's why it took so long. He cotton had, stayed growing.
He had him singing.
Did I not mention slave work?
He had him singing.
Did I not mention slave work?
The song that never ends.
How fast were slaves able to finish their jobs? It was sun up to sun down, and the sun came back fast.
Mm-hmm.
I said slave work.
That's not.
That's not what it is, though.
All right, you know.
I gave you a clue.
They would finish one task and then they would finish, have it happen.
The clue made it tougher.
Oh, shit.
So here knows.
He didn't. All right.
You don't know that. That wasn't my word. E-shout-out-o-do.
Extra credit.
How many points can I get in this bonus round?
All right. In bonus round, Maya's going to give us each a very difficult sentence. We have 10 seconds. To complete the sentence, read it from beginning to end with as little errors as possible. This is the bonus round.
Mm.
You can do it. I don't believe
no, I
you.
I got it.
I got I'll it. Let you pull first. You sipping that water like it's vodka or whiskey is not gonna. Don't touch my card in my hand.
Okay, so you have the potential for 20 points right now. 10 points for reading it in under 10 seconds. And 10 points for saying the sentence correctly.
What is the score right now?
That don't.
I want to know.
You don't want to know.
Here's the thing.
Because sometimes it's not about the score right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's about who finishes the strongest.
That's true. What she just told you is also not gonna make a difference.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to. I'm on.
Can I go first?
Expectations for that.
May I go first?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me when to go.
Start whenever you're ready.
The kids knew to go to the benefit couple's home on Halloween because they give full-size candy bars.
Shut up. Give me my 20.
Benefit, you said it correctly. You did get that 20.
This is the only round that count. This is the 12th round. Now, if you don't nail yours in this round, I don't care what kind of score Maya got back there. We know who really won at heart. This is what it's about right here. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Got it.
Yeah. Don't be peeking. Come
I'm
on.
Not. I'm just making sure it's all
you need
right
a countdown?
No, I got it. You ready, Maya?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. The second fort, Saint Jean, was given the sympathetic nickname of Fort Mauritius because of the swampy climate of the area.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah. You already know. We need to go back over it.
It was under 10 seconds.
It was very choppy.
It was not under 10 seconds.
All right.
The fort.
This looked like fart. I didn't know why it would be fart, but the way this O is next to this R, that don't look like fart.
It looks like exactly what you didn't say. Just no kids out there. He might have won the battle, but he didn't win the war. I saved all my energy for the last round.
Gotcha.
That's what I did. Yep. 20 points. Mm-hmm. So imagine if we would have did all that the whole way through.
Right. Yeah.
We need to change the format of the show.
Maya, do you have the scores?
I do have the score.
All right. What are we looking at?
Just whisper it, Maya.
You don't have to whisper. You can say it into the microphone.
To hear, you won with 45 points.
Mm-hmm. Who won in spirit, though? Who won in spirit, Maya? Tell the people who won in spirit for all the kids out there to know that they got to finish strong.
DC, you finished strong.
Thank you.
With 30 points.
Imagine if I would have got that bonus.
Good
you
job.
Did good, man.
Good job.
I enjoyed this. This was a lot of fun. This was a lot of fun.
Good job, brother.
I won with one of the lowest scores possible.
You just going to rub it in?
No, not at all. No, it's not cream at all.
When do I get to come back and do this again?
Oh, man, we love to have you back, never. ladies and gentlemen, it's been another episode of Word in His Heart. I want to thank my amazing guest, DC Irvin. DC, do you have anything coming up you want the people to look out for?
Podcast.
Thank you so much for watching. That's been another episode. Talk to you guys later.
3 new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.